Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of The Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gygax, and today we are going to talk about brushing scams and, in general, what people are supposed to do with mail they didn't ask for. On a general level, probably most of the mail that people get, they didn't ask for because most of it is just advertising. And what do they do with it? Well, sometimes they try to return it to us, and people can refuse pieces of mail. We'll have another stand-up about that at some point in the future, but they can only refuse specific pieces. So they can't put a note in their box. Well, we're going to talk about that another time. I don't want to get distracted. Anyway, unwanted pieces of mail, ultimately, it's up to the customer what they want to do with it. And that includes these pieces that come from brushing scams. So what is a brushing scam? Well, a brushing scam is a way that people, online sellers, get positive reviews on their online selling profiles. Like if they're an Amazon reseller, or what do they call those? The fulfillment. I don't remember. Anyway, if they, you know, package stuff and sell it on Amazon, if they sell on eBay, Etsy, stuff like that. In many cases, in order for it to be a verified review, then Amazon, we'll just use Amazon as an example. Amazon will make sure that this person is actually selling and shipping an item to the intended customer, and then the intended customer leaves the review. So in order to do that, they have to actually create a shipping label, package an item, and ship it off to this person who is going to be receiving the item and leaving the review. So what happens is the sellers will just fill a box with, or sometimes just a small package, whatever, enough that they can create a tracking number with these really cheap giveaway type items, you know, like a keychain or whatever cheap crap like that. And they mail it off. And now in the Amazon system or the Etsy system or whatever, it shows that yes, the seller sold this item, they packaged the item, they shipped the item, the post office delivered it, and everything is good. It's verified. And so now when the recipient leaves a review, now it shows up as a verified real review. But in fact, the item has absolutely nothing to do with what's actually being reviewed. It's just the cheapest possible item that they can use to get this tracking number so that it looks to Amazon like they actually sold the item. And then the review is a fake profile that, you know, is not the actual person who received the item. It's all fake. Everything's all fake. And this scam is called brushing. So they're trying to trick Amazon into thinking that they actually sold this item and that the person on the other end actually received this item so that they can verify this fake review. So that's all semi-interesting, but what does that mean to us as carriers? Well, what that means is that if one of your customers receives one of these items that's being used in a brushing scam, what do they do with it? They didn't order it. I didn't order this keychain or this inflatable pool toy or whatever it is. What do I do with it? Well, the fact is, if it has your customer's name and address on it, it's deliverable and it's their item. And whatever they want to do with it, it's up to them. They can keep it. They can donate it to charity. They can light it on fire and send it up into the sky. Whatever, maybe not do the last one, but they can keep it. They can do whatever they want with it. And, That's fine. So sometimes people just get free items in the mail. I don't know if you remember, it was a couple of years ago that people were getting seeds in the mail from China. Why in the hell are people getting seeds in the mail from China? You know, it's weird stuff. And ultimately, yeah, go ahead, keep the seeds. So that's what's going on with these brushing scams. So if the customer asks you, like, hey, I didn't order anything, what am I supposed to do with this? You can tell them, hey, go ahead and keep it. All right, that is our topic for today. Thank you guys for listening, and I will catch you next time. Be safe out there.